And so the whole watersheds of the county, from Sevierville back, and from Sevierville the yon way at Oak, has to come into them two rivers. And it comes in Sevierville and Sevierville. And so thousand wonders, Sevierville ain't been washed away.
Now where does the little pigeon, what does that run into?
It runs in the little pigeon. Little pigeon now that comes down the Chew Faller going to Sevierville, it comes from down from Gatlinburg, and that's in, and that gets this water.
And then where does the little pigeon then flow to?
Well, now that's little pigeon. East Fork comes in over there under the Fred Ashley Bridge where you cross going to John Denton's. They both come together right there at them two bridges. Up there's where they run into one another.
Do they flow into the French Broad then?
Yeah, they go on into the French Broad. Then French Broad goes on into, what is it, third Knoxville, Holston, East Tennessee or something.
How far is the French Broad from here?
Well, the French Broad ain't too far over there from John Denton's. That's where the Douglas Dam, you see, in the French Broad River. Now, French Broad River comes out of North Carolina, would you believe that?
Yeah, I would.
Well, the first time ever I went to Florida on a bus, we was coming back, you know, and have to play fashion and come on down through there, through Murphy, North Carolina, and down through there, and there's a fellow sitting there, and I said, what's the name of that river? He said, that's French Broad. Oh, I said, that can't be French Broad. I said, French Broad's over in my county. I said, that river can't get across that mountain. He said, it does. He said, that's French Broad. He said, it goes right on and goes through Cook County, Sevier County, and Jefferson County, and right on into, I don't know, is that the Hudson River there? You don't know
Holston River.
Holston or something.
So Holston, yeah.
It goes in there, and that river that the Henley Street Bridge is over, whatever that is.
Yeah.
There's two or three rivers there. I'm getting them mixed up. There's the Tennessee River and the Holston River.
And to the when you're talking about this low land where you grow hay, do you ever call, what would you call that kind of a field?
That's a meadow, called the meadows.
And then
there's an old man told me one time, he said, that's all Sevierville ever done. Said it run, a big meadow. Said it run one of the finest meadows in the county. And why they, you know, Maryville, you've been through Maryville.
Yes.
Maryville's on high land. You never notice that? It's on higher land.
No,
well, now down here in Sevierville, they couldn't have put Sevierville in a worse place nowhere in the county than right there where all them rivers comes together.
Yeah.
It's a thousand wonders that ain't been washed away. And it's just become pert and yurt.
How about land that has water standing on it all the time?
Them swamps, like the hell down in Florida.
Okay, if you have a swampy land and you want to cultivate it, how do you take care of that?
Well, there's some of it you can't do nothing about. And some of it you can take bulldozers and backhoes and ditch it, drain it, and put in tile. And that's one thing where they sure help us out here. If they see in things like that, the government will pay a percent of it, you see. And a lot of people will take them backhoes and clean that out and tile it and make good farmland out of it.
What
places where they can.
What do you call that thing that you cut with the backhoe?
Huh?
The thing that you cut with the backhoe that you...
Well, that's ditching or something like
you
that.
Call that
we
a
call
ditch
it ditching or draining. We just call it a ditch. Some of them's big and some of them's little.
Now, you call this a cove or a valley. How about something smaller than this up in the mountains?
Well, now, tell you what a cove is. A cove is a place just like this that's surrounded by mountains. Well, now I was telling you the other day about across this mountain, there's another little cove over there that's between two mountains. Well, it's less than this one. It's called the Little Cove. Well, over yonder's Cage Cove. It's surrounded by mountains. It's a bigger place than Wires Valley. It's Cage Cove.
Did you know people from Cage Cove when you were growing up?
Well, very few. Very few.